Manuscript collection, oral history interview conducted February the 7th, 1988 with Louis Poisson Davis Jr. This is reel number two of a two reel interview lasting approximately 15 minutes on this tape. You were in Lima, Peru, you said?
Yes. And while there, why, each year the Navy would send a tactical training force down to work with the Peruvian Navy, particularly in anti-submarine warfare. As luck would have it, my brother George came down on two of those occasions, so we got to go to sea. When I say we, Emily went with me. She served as an example, going across on the High Line from a destroyer to one of the submarines, because the Peruvians themselves were reluctant to do so, and so were their wives. But once Emily did it, what broke the ice in the Peruvian offices, well, they couldn't wait to do it. And we saw it. Then we had the Ranger come in one time with the Heber Badger, Leon Grabowski and Don Quigley on board. That was a good visit. I took them up the Andes in the little Volkswagen, and Heber says, "This is the first time I've been above 10,000 feet without oxygen." We were way up there. It was a lot of fun being there, and quite an education to be in Peru. It's a fascinating country. It contributed a great deal to our civilization that few people realize, in that indigenous vegetables from Peru, like potatoes and corn and several others, transformed the eating habits of all Europe. But their origin was Peru. And some of the history of the Incas is extremely
fascinating civilization.
That's exactly so. From there, I went to American Machine and Foundry in New York, and that lasted about a year. And then I was a senior international counsel for Abbott Laboratories for three years or so. Then I went to Ralston Purina as general manager of their Far East operations and president of Ralston Purina Eastern, which we had our base in Hong Kong. We had operations there, import-export operations. We had manufacturing operations in Korea, in South Korea, and in Japan. We had other manufacturing operations in Australia and Thailand. So that kept me busy going all around the airplane
circuit. Gosh, I never think of Ralston Purina as being in the Far East like that. And, was this... were they manufacturing primarily cereal or animal feed or what?
Our primary products were animal feeds. They had just a desperate need in those populations for protein. And they had no modern, latter-day good animal feeds for poultry and swine, and dairy as well, too. So that Korea was essentially getting chicken started, and then graduating to swine, and then graduating up the scale a little more to dairy and beef production. That same holds true for Hong Kong, with the emphasis on chicken and swine, because the Chinese weren't that interested in beef. In Bangkok, the story repeats itself the same way. In Australia and Japan, we were on the consumer product side. Japan was primarily getting dog food into the Japanese market, and we were trying to get fish food, and the Japanese made doggone sure that we never got permission. Fish farming is big business in Japan, and they just weren't going to have any gaijins manufacturing fish food. They were going to keep that to themselves. Australia, the emphasis again was on dog food, consumer products, and some other stuff of that nature. So it was a blend of consumer products and farm products, with the major volume and manufacture in the farm products.
We certainly had a varied and fascinating career after you left the Navy.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. Yes.
It's from petroleum to
pharmaceuticals, to farm products.
Right, right.
And now I do computer consulting work for Sarasota County. We're doing a couple of programs right now. The one they have me starting on, I think next week, is to computerize the tax rolls of the county. And they just need to get it automated and properly done so they can make sure that they have adequate records of all the county taxpayers. And DBS Associates, which is the company that we've started, I have two others, we're also going to be doing the building and zoning department of the county, and we'll be doing the engineering department of the county. So we have enough to keep us out of mischief. We tell the county we're not working more than 15 to 20 hours a week, kid. Get used to the idea.
Do you have any other thoughts with regard to your military career?
I'm not sure how I should interpret the question.
Well, any other incidents or reminiscences of events that we have overlooked? Any anecdotes or sea stories, as you refer to, most of you refer to them as?
I told you about McGinnis, the executive of the Reed. Yes, there's one, definitely, one that should be recorded. We were on patrol in the South China Sea, and I think we were closer around the island of Yap. And Nick Nicholas was still the commanding officer. Nick was a man of short stature. Probably made the minimum height requirements in the physical to get in, a very small fellow. We had as chief quartermaster George Waldo. George was a big man, a good 6'6". Not heavy, but big and strong. And as I recall it, I was in the conning tower. We were getting ready to surface. The conning tower was dark. Waldo and I had, I think I had on the red glasses to make sure my eyes were adjusted to the light at the time of surfacing so I could see anything and everything around us. We were getting all ready to go up, and I was about to sound the alarm when a shadow appeared on the ladder coming from the control room below up to the conning tower. And Waldo, the chief quartermaster, says, "Who the hell is coming up here?" And he reaches down there with one hand and he grabs this guy by the scruff of the neck and he says, "My God, it's the captain," and dropped him. And Nick goes splat on the control room floor. And you don't think that didn't travel through the boat in one hell of a hurry. And Waldo was cowering back in the corner of the conning tower. He says, "Is he going to shoot me, Lieutenant?" "Just help me, Mr. Davis." George Waldo is still with us. He came through 3 or 4 months ago. So if you can run across him, you get the story from him too. But yes, that's an outstanding reminiscence. Dick Lanning, who was the exec, now lives in Orlando. And he can tell you more about it, too.
that's good. Mm-hmm.
"Yes, sir, my God, it's the captain."
Well, I'm unless you can think of anything else, I'm about out of questions myself.
Oh, I don't know of any big things. There are lots of things that you can think about here and there along the way, but I think we've covered all of the necessary bases.
Well, I certainly have enjoyed